Hello.
Well, hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with Arch Top Fiber. I was just returning your call. How may I assist you today?
Well, the problem is about 10 o'clock last night. Okay, lost the internet. I couldn't get on Sling. I've been trying to get on your website, and I can't. I can use the antenna. Okay, I reset the router, powered everything down and back up, but seems like there's might be a server problem
Yeah, I think there's an
down there.
outage. I think there's an outage in the area, and it seems like one of the nodes might be down because we have a very large number of people all calling, and everyone that I'm speaking with is completely out of internet service. So it sounds like it's a problem with one of the nodes, and that we're going to have to get our technicians out to work on repairing the node. And then once the node is repaired, it'll allow data transmissions to flow properly through the node both ways, from from the office through to the customer's residence, and then for the customer to be able to send signals to the internet so that everybody's internet service will be restored. And that'll be the that's going to be the end goal, is to get that node repaired and get everybody's service restored. And it's not just isolated to your address. It is it's a issue affecting a lot of people. But I would like to go ahead and create a ticket. So what is the address associated with your account? I mean, what is your
Yeah,
name?
it's
Excuse me.
my name is Ernest, ERNEST,
Yes, sir.
and the last name's Gilliardi, Gilliardi. Okay, and my
Thank you.
wife's name might be on it too, but I can give you my address.
It's okay. I can with the last name, and it came up under the name of Joan
Yeah, that's
Gilliardi.
my wife, yeah.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. So let's go ahead and get this trouble ticket created. And are you without both internet and phone service?
No, phone service I got. I'm talking to you on the phone right now on the landline.
So your phone service with Archtop is actually working?
Yes.
That is so strange, because the phone service goes through the internet.
Yeah, like I said, it might be just a no. Like I said, I can't log on to your website. I can't, there's certain things on the tablet I can't get to. And there's, Sling will just keep spinning and spinning and spinning. So I believe I still got the same problem. It might be a reset of your server down there to get me back to normal
Yes,
because I
sir.
tried it.
And again, what was your first name? I apologize very sincerely.
Ernie, ERNIE.
Ernest.
Yeah, Ernest, you can
Ernie.
call
Okay.
me Ernie.
Okay. Ernie. Okay. ERNIE. Okay. Let's see here. And let me go ahead and get this ticket created. Let's see here. And you
Yeah, it's like
said this was
it's
from about 10 o'clock last night.
yeah, last night, yeah, it was working till around 10 last night, and then all of a sudden, like I said, I couldn't get Sling, I couldn't get to a certain sites on the tablet. I can't get to your website. It just keeps spinning. I tried to go to the computer to use Sling, try it from there to see if it worked from there instead of the TV, and it won't work from there either. So, you know, and it's very, very, very slow. So it's almost like, I don't know, it could be in between. I mean, if they may have to look at the server down there, you know, to reset it or whatever they're going to do to it. Sometimes the power on reset works wonders.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. Sometimes all you have to do is turn it off and turn it back on again. Yes, sir. And what would be your best primary contact phone number?
You can call me at this number. I mean, I'm leaving this afternoon for a few hours, but, you know, you can leave a message that, you know, hey, everything's checked out. Because, like you said, I'm not the only one having problems.
Yes, sir. So what would be that phone number?
That's 845-246-1494.
Okay. And that is the phone number that we do have on the account. I just wanted to verify if you preferred that phone number or if you preferred maybe if you had like a cell phone that you would rather be contacted at. But if that phone number is the best contact, we'll use that one because...
I can give you a cell phone number too.
Okay. I'm going to put an additional note, and that's going to say R on his cell at, and that phone number
is 845-332-0911.
Okay, 845-332-0911. Okay, thank you. And let's see here.
Yeah, I know there were storms in the area yesterday, too, so, you know.
Okay. Let's see here.
And I've tried everything here, you know, power and off, power and back on. It's, you know, it's just, like I said, I got the phone, but like I said, some of the internet connections. I got Air TV. You know, I got an antenna. I can, you know, at least look at that. So.
Oh, that is definitely beneficial to have one of those digital antennas. So in the event that.
Yeah, RCA. It works pretty good. It's got like a 60-mile range.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, that's awesome to hear that you do have that for a backup type of situation. And then also, there can be some good programming on those channels that you can get over the air. So that's really cool. I'm glad you have that so that you're not fully without service. And then also, it sounds like you don't have a cable bill, so that's even better.
Yeah, yeah. So, but like I said, I still think, you know, there's a power on reset to whatever server I'm hooked to.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I even looked at the connections. You know, I looked at the network connections. It says I'm connected to Archtop Fiber, but, you know, forget it. You know, it's just not, something's not right.
You're absolutely right. Something is not right, and we need to get this issue resolved as quickly as possible, and we will have our technicians working to resolve the issue as quickly as possible. Was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Archtop Fiber?
No, I mean, like I said, I've tried everything, you know, that, you know, would normally try, you know, power on, power off, unplug, plug, you know. But like I said, I just can't get to your website. I mean, I can't get to Sling, you know, because Sling was working fine. But it happened around 10 o'clock last night, whatever happened, you know, 10, 11, something like that, you know. And even the tablet, I can't get to certain sites either, so.
Oh, I understand. Yes, sir. I understand. All righty. Well, I have reported the issue, and our technicians will be working to get this issue resolved as quickly as possible. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Arch Top Fiber. We'll be looking forward to restoring your services as quickly as possible, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Okay, you too, even though you're working.
Well, thank you. I'll make the best of it. I promise you that, because, you know, there's one good thing that you can do in life, and that's help people. And, you know, so there's a lot of people that are needing some help today, and so I'll be happy to be able to help those people, and that'll, you know,
well,
be doing
something.
Well,
it's good to hear that I'm not the only one.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, to be quite honest with you, right now there are 33 Archtop customers, 34 Archtop customers that are calling in right now. So that's why I said it sounds like there is an outage in the area, that one of the nodes may possibly be down, and it could be more than one node. It could be a node that's down, another node could be having connection issues. It's just a variety of of things that could be going on, but since I don't have anything, I've been in communication with one of the on-call technicians so that we can try to get a grasp and a handle on, you know, what's causing the issue, what's going on, and then, you know, what's going to be done in regards to resolving the issue, and then maybe if I can get from the technician when I give him a call back here in about 20 or 30 minutes, you know, I find out about maybe I don't know if he'll be able to, but maybe provide an estimated, like an ETA on when services will be restored. That can be kind of iffy because you never know how long it can take to resolve or fix a problem. Once you get to working on the issue, it could be deeper than you think. So I don't know if I'll be able to get an ETA from the tech, but I do know that the techs are now definitely aware of the issue for sure. Management's aware of the issue for sure. So I'm sure everyone's, you know, scrambling to get the situation resolved as quickly as possible, because of course, you know, as a company,
yeah,
a business,
there's like in our area here, a lot of people switched to the fiber, you know, on just on my street, you know, so.
Oh yes, sir.
And
the company knows that, you know, we need to get this issue resolved as quickly as possible, especially the fact that, like you just mentioned, with people having switched from their previous provider to Archtop, those customers that were having a good experience, even if they were on broadband and had a little bit slower, well, quite slower internet speeds, but, I mean, with the speeds that you get nowadays through broadband, like say, for example, if you have like 300 megabytes per second compared to if you have fiber at 1 gigabyte or 2 gigabytes per second. Now, you will notice a significant difference in regards to your internet speeds on a 1 gig or 2 gig connection. But even if you're getting 300 megabytes per second, I mean, your internet's still really, really snappy. Everything you want to do, it's very snappy. So these people are not necessarily hesitant to say, you know, well, if things aren't working out for me with Archtop, I'll just go back to my previous carrier. And the company knows that, and so they know that we need to get this issue resolved as quickly as possible so that we don't put a bad taste in these new customers' mouths, so that we can retain those customers and keep those customers happy. But even more important is just to provide them with the best experience and the best customer service and satisfaction possible.
Well, like I said, everything was working fine, you know, because we switched to Sling and we got, you know, the channels I wanted to see, and we got the local channels with the antenna. My computer's old, so the speed was not up to snuff as what I expected, but, you know, I think because the computer's like 10 years old, so it wasn't that quick. But that's the computer problem. So,
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, when you have an older computer like that, it can definitely be quite a bit slower. And it does, and your internet speeds can actually outpace your computer, because your computer is, you know, slower from over the years of there may be things that you could do to your computer to actually speed it up. That would be relatively easy, but that would be something. The only thing I could recommend is that you might look up when your internet services are working better for you. You know, look up on YouTube, like how to speed up my computer or something of that nature. And then there'll be hundreds of videos, I'm sure, that'll have tutorials on how to speed up
Yeah,
your
there's probably
computer.
stuff that's gotta be deleted and things like that through the years, you know, that's there that's not necessarily needs to be on there, so.
Yes, that
But
would be the
yeah,
primary
that I'll
cause.
look into, 'cause I don't know what I'm gonna do. Maybe next year I get a new computer, but if I can speed this up by just looking and deleting some items, that'll be fine. But right now, even the computer's got a hard time coming up. Okay, that's another thing I forgot to tell you. It's just,
It's
you know,
okay. I
even
understand.
the boot, you know, once it gets booted up, then it goes away again, you know. So I know there's something wrong. And like I said, you do the power on reset to that server, and we'll be right back in business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And see, I'm the type of guy, you know, I'm the
I
type
used to work in the
of.
Kingston plant. I used to be a technician for IBM.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Yeah, but I'm the type of guy that I want to take the time and tell you everything that you need to do or everything that you could do to fix your computer, because I know, you know, what things that you could do, but I can't do that because that's diverting away. I mean, we've got all these people waiting, you know, and this is
Yeah. Oh,
typically
no
this is,
problem. No
you know,
problem with
so,
that. No,
but
I
I want you to
understand
know.
that.
I want to do it for you, but all I can recommend is just, you know, look on the YouTube for, you know, how to speed up a older computer, and you'll find hundreds of videos, and just find whatever's, you know, that's easiest for you or what you feel comfortable doing. And then, you know, that 10-year-old computer could last, you know, 10 more years, 15 more years. You know, you don't necessarily have to go out and spend hundreds of dollars on a new computer. Your computer probably is perfectly fine. So it just needs a little cleanup, and I'm sure it'll be running at least probably 40 to 60% faster than it currently is, at the very least.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna do that once we get service back, you know, because I know the technician got 500 megabytes on his phone, you know, and I did a speed test and I couldn't even get that. So, that's neither here nor there. If we can get the service, you know, fixed up, and I'll let you go and, you know, just give me a call or leave me a message or whatever.
All right, well, we'll have our technicians working to resolve the issue as quickly as possible. And I did provide your number in the trouble ticket, so in case anyone does need to reach out to you. And I'd like to thank you so very much for your call today to Archtop Fiber. We greatly appreciate you as a customer. And it was my pleasure to assist you. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Okay, you take care.
All right, you too. Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.